It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Friday the 9th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. New York City has had a ban on cell phones at school, the idea being that personal devices that are not for the classroom can be a distraction in the classroom. When it went into effect in 2005, a bunch of shops and trucks around the city started offering to store kids' phones for them while they were in school. We talked to students Bo Tyler and Randy Campbell about a year ago. They said business was booming.
They make a lot of money, especially because there's like a couple thousand kids in this school.
They have these trucks all around New York, so they got more than 1,000 students going to this truck, and they make mad money.
Mad money might soon be closer to no money, because this week, New York City's Mayor Bill de Blasio announced that the ban would be lifted sometime this spring. Reporter Dan Bobkoff looks at how the end of the ban might impact the burgeoning cell phone storage business.
When John de la Puente heard the news,
I was devastated. This is how I make my living.
Oh, 832.
Each day, De La Puente sits in a white van outside of Brooklyn High School, storing cell phones for dozens of students, each for a dollar a day. He calls it Safe and Secure Solutions.
That's Solutions with a C, so C-E-L-L.
The ban's been good business. So good, he now has a lot of competition from nearby corner stores, even a beauty salon. Other phone storage van companies serve students elsewhere in New York. Critics said they're profiting off lower-income kids. The city says storage costs a family about $180 a year.
It always bothered me that people were making money off this issue.
Attorney Norman Siegel led a fight against the cell phone ban. But De La Puente says he's part of these kids' lives.
I play doctor. I play therapist. I'm like an extended teacher to them.
He'll shut down the business in March, but he hopes to be back.
Yeah, I have some ideas.
In New York, I'm Dan Bobkoff from Marketplace.
All right, it's Friday, and that means Silicon Tally time. Today, we're going to do something a little bit different. Instead of our usual numbers game, we wanted to do something related to this week's Consumer Electronics Show, so we figured we'd do a kind of CES version of Two Truths and a Lie. My guest is The Verge's Silicon Valley editor, Casey Newton, who has been at the show in Las Vegas all week. He's going to guess which of my three CES products is fake. I'm going to do the same for him. Casey, you ready to rock this?
Ben, I was born to do this.
So I'm going to give you some first, okay?
Okay.
A wearable wristband for babies. It tracks how far they've crawled and notifies parents via a smartphone app when their little one is trying to stand up or walk.
Okay.
The second one, motorized roller skates. You strap them onto your shoes and they'll wheel you around as fast as 10 miles per hour.
Okay.
And then a scale that smiles or frowns depending on whether or not you're hitting your weight loss goals.
Okay.
Have you tried any of these products while you've been at CES?
I have seen the roller skates, so I know that those are real. So between the other two, I did not see either of them, but I'm going to say that the scale that smiles or frowns is real and that the wristband for babies is fake.
You've tapped into the je ne sais quoi of CES, and you're correct. You can smell the BS. I haven't been there, so I'm scared that I'm not going to do as well. But hey, we're all friends here, so tell me what you got.
Here are your choices. A wearable sports band that relieves pain via a proprietary system of electric pulses. So strap it on, takes your pain away.
Okay.
There is a selfie stick boombox that has embedded high definition speakers. So
bring it
out at parties, snap your selfies, play your music. And then there is an internet connected bed for kids with a companion app that looks for monsters under the bed.
I'm going to say that the monster bed is real. I hate to say this, but I'm going to guess that the selfie stick is real, too. And I'm going to say the first one, which I can't even remember now, was fake.
Ben, I am delighted to tell you that the selfie stick boombox is fake.
You know, I'm relieved.
You know what? I bet that if we're having this conversation in 2016, the selfie stick boombox is a real thing.
How do you feel about selfie sticks?
Well, selfie sticks are already over. We've already moved on to belfie sticks, which is what lets you take a butt selfie.
I heard about this. Why is it better at taking pictures of your butt?
That is a question that scientists have been unable to answer so far, but we've only, you know, had belfie sticks in our lives for one day yet, so we're still sort of exploring all the angles literally, but with both selfie and belfie sticks to figure out, you know, which creates the ultimate self-portrait.
Casey Newton is Silicon Valley editor at The Verge. Casey, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
Virtual reality is a big theme at this year's CES. There are a lot of VR companies showing off their goods. Reporter Nova Sappho has been at CES, and we asked him to get his hands on a little face-based technology. So he checked out the latest headset from Oculus VR with help from a company spokesperson.
Okay, so we're going to try out the goggles now, right?
Yes.
So we're putting on what looks like, oh my gosh, yeah, I'm immediately in a forest. And so I'm putting on these what look like diving goggles. And
then you raise your hands in front of the camera, and you should see an ice ball or a fireball.
Take out my right hand, and there's a fireball, and I flick it, and the fireball flies out. You know, one of the strange things is when you put this on, you lose all awareness of what's outside.
What's outside.
What's outside. You can't see the outside world.
I think that's the holy grail of virtual reality at the end of the day, where you have no notion of yourself playing a game, but you really have that idea of telepresence, as it's called. So you actually see your own hand moving in there. So it's a one-to-one kind of translation of what you do in real life to the game itself.
Using my hand gestures definitely helps with the immersive process. Thank you so much for your time.
No problem.
You can get your immersive experience from us in a more 2D format at facebook.com/marketplacetech. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's our show today. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.